This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. The number's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And an Orlando police officer has evidently been suspended after arresting children. Did you see the news headlines about the 6-year-old and the 8-year-old being arrested?
I did not.
Well,
it sounds like a bad move.
Yeah, you got to wonder what goes wrong in the heads of a cop when they arrest a 6-year-old.
That's all they know.
Well, you probably should call your supervisor. That's what I'm saying, is that when
we
you have
a
handcuffs,
6-year-old threat here, 6-year-old public menace.
It's time to go to, you know, hey, look, I don't want to be the one to do this, so let's just go ahead and kick this up the ladder. What am I supposed to do with an out-of-control 6- and 8-year-old? What do I do? And what were the charges?
These are hardened criminals.
I don't know what the charges were. I'm sure it gets into it during the course of this article. But before we get into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. Well, as you may know, Free Talk Live is not the only show that I call with updates on the New Hampshire freedom struggle.
And we forgive you.
This morning I called into WKVK in Keene. I'm actually based in Winchester, you know, just south of Keene, even though I'm currently in Colorado. I was calling to try and update them. I got this news that I guess Rich Paul, you know, you probably talked about it. Rich Paul is going to be trying to do some civil disobedience in downtown Keene with, you know, marijuana events.
The radio talk show host, formerly known as Rich Paul, now known as Nobody.
Yeah, well, he introduced himself to me as Rich Paul, so he stuck with it.
Yeah, same here.
But the
I also find it very difficult in conversation around here. People are actually trying to call him Nobody. So, I mean, this is legitimately what they're attempting to do.
But didn't he legally change his name, though?
Yeah, he has legally changed his name.
Well, there you
go. It doesn't mean that I can't refer to him as Rich Paul, and people still understand what the heck I'm talking about. When you refer to him as Nobody, like, the sentence structure can get a little weird, because that word means something different than Rich Paul's name.
Yeah.
I mean, the name was changed legally. I mean, I don't recognize the state's authority to recognize people's names or anything along those lines in the first place. I recognize people's right to change their names as they want. I just think that this one was like 99.9% a political stunt and not done as any sort of personhood change or whatever.
I think it's mostly a stunt, agreed. Not to say that doesn't give it... I support him completely running,
sure, absolutely.
You know, as Nobody and seeing how that does for him. If I use the Nobody appellation, I usually call him a Pope Nobody in order to make it clear who I'm talking about.
Right. This is not anywhere near the same when he's referred to as Rich Paul, as calling a trans person by their dead name or something along those lines, was the point that I was getting at.
I see. I didn't realize we called it a dead name.
So, Dave, what happened with KBK?
Anyway, yes, sorry. I was calling in to talk about Rich Paul's civil disobedience. Guess what they were already talking about?
Rich Paul's civil disobedience?
Exactly. And I guess he was going to be a guest on their show this morning at around 9 a.m. Since he's running for mayor, suddenly he stopped being, you know, just this person that's pretending not to talk about and pretending not to notice. And now they feel like they gotta pay attention to something that they're not always super comfortable with.
Well, I mean, pot smoking here in Keene is pretty normal. I mean, it's the birthplace of the 420 rallies. I mean, they were started there on Central Square, right?
And when they attempted to make an arrest, the protesters went to the police station, smoked out in the lobby.
They smoked weed in the lobby?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yes, but on the other hand, this event, although it was big and it was important in Keene, it did generate quite a bit of distaste among some Keene residents. And, you know, because if you get a crowd, there's always going to be someone there you don't like.
Yep.
I mean, that's their problem, though. I mean, look, if I get shouted at walking down the street of Keene by people shouting freak or whatever, that's their problem, not mine. Yeah.
Whenever something bad happens, they always want to blame the civilian, and they never want to blame the government. There wouldn't have needed to be a Keene 420 smokeout if Keene hadn't made it illegal, and if the Keene cops had been running around busting people. You know, Keene at any point could have made it, the city of Keene could have made it the lowest priority of its police to bust marijuana smokers and told them to go out and do other things. Yeah. They chose not to do that. They came after the activists, joint and severally. Time after time, and at some point or another, people get sick of it. They then protest, and then what does the civilian population full of sheeple do? It's like, what are you civilians doing? Ah! It's amazing to see. Go ahead.
However, having said that, yes, of course they're wrong. The sheeple are wrong. But it is still important not to completely dismiss public opinion. And there have been civil
public opinion is important.
There have been civil disobedience events in Keene that got almost universal public support. And not necessarily in Keene, but in New Hampshire, that have gotten almost universal public support and a lot of publicity, even more than Rich's. So I just want to say, I'm not trying to paint a super sanguine picture of how this is all playing down. But it's just nice to see Rich doing some civil disobedience and some activity that's generating press.
What was this civil disobedience in New Hampshire that had almost universal support?
The outlaw manicurists.
That has been a long time. They're not going to fall into that hole again.
Hold up, what?
Go ahead.
Outlawing manicurists?
It wasn't a hole. It was an extremely successful event.
Okay,
yeah.
What
2005.
Was it, though?
Aria has no idea.
Did they attempt to outlaw people who get manicures?
Oh, no. The state came with its own set of laws that said, you know, that the person, a lady who ran a nail shop and the some cosmetology school had lobbied the state to make sure that there was a law for manicuring that, you know, you had to be licensed or whatever.
Because it takes a lot of skill to cut one's fingernails.
One of the early movers saw the opportunity, one that no longer lives here, as so many have moved away, saw the opportunity to go out and give manicures for money, and, you know, right on the lawn of the, you know, school that gives out these degrees, so that without a license, and sure enough, managed to get arrested. Now,
well, that was the whole point.
The point isn't that you could do the civil disobedience, Dave. The point is that they're not going to arrest you for this kind of stuff anymore because they're not that dumb any longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a benefit for me, because I'm not likely to get arrested for various things, but it also sucks that I get to reap the benefits of that without actually being here to fight for it, you know? I wasn't out here getting in the cop car's way. I wasn't out here getting arrested for videoing in a court or whatever, but now I can video in a court, and probably still not a good idea to get in a cop car's way, but they're not... They've been pushed back.
Right, you know? They've been pushed back. There were people that got body slammed. They got parts of their body broken over videotaping in courtrooms. And now the judges realize this looks bad. And in many cases, the law enforcement isn't going to step into the bear trap that is, that was the outlaw manicurist, which I agree with you, Dave, was some great civil disobedience. It's just, it's not scalable. And, something new has to be trotted out if it's going to work.
You're absolutely right.
Is Dave gone?
No, okay. I don't know. There was a long pause, and, you know, we're coming to the end of the segment anyway. So, David, thank you so much. Dave, sorry, thank you so much for the call. I love the idea of civil disobedience. You know, it's a great idea, but as we see in, you know, Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch at victimlesscrimespree.com, those miscellaneous minor small charges really start to add up. It's not sustainable in the long run.
It's just not sustainable in the long run, from what I've been able to see. Dave's done some great work as far as activism goes. I support it, but, you know, I got to hear more.
855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at Edge.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we wanted to get into this story about an Orlando police officer who has now been suspended after arresting an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old child. And we got a bit distracted by just the insanity of a person arresting a 6-year-old.
I mean, what did the 6-year-old do? Like, rob a bank?
Well, I mean, they were misdemeanor charges. So, first question is, why are there misdemeanor charges against a 6-year-old? I desperately need to know how this whole thing came about. And who was the city official who signed off on this nonsense?
Well, an arrest doesn't require a city official.
Well, it does in the sense that, you know, the 6-year-old did something illegal.
Right.
So my question is more, why is there a law on the books that can be violated by a 6-year-old in the first place?
Well, I mean, a 6-year-old could do a variety of things that would be illegal. I mean, a 6-year-old could get up a gun and shoot somebody, and that would be illegal when you're an adult. But as a 6-year-old, you could presume they don't know what the consequences of their actions are, and maybe you're going to go after the parent or whatever the situation might be. But, I mean, for an arrest to occur, you just need one cop to say, there's an arresting. Right? And to toss the 6-year-old and the 8-year-old with, I don't know, I presume zip ties, because your regular handcuffs aren't going to work, into the back of a cop car and head them on downtown. And then they're like, Jim, you can't just bring a 6-year-old and 8-year-old downtown and arrest them. What are we supposed to do? You're going to arrest. You're going to book them, because that's what I said to do. And let me call the chief. And then ring, ring. They call the chief, and the chief's like, all right, I'm coming down. And he's like,
and he goes down there and he fires everybody.
Well, that's what he ought to do.
What are you nutjobs doing?
Right. So that's how I see this happening. I'm curious, though.
No, they got to the mugshot point. A literal mugshot of a 6-year-old girl because she kicked someone.
Okay. Was it a cop?
I don't know. It doesn't specify.
Okay.
She was taken to the juvenile assessment center on a battery charge. A 6-year-old girl kicked someone and got arrested for battery.
Yeah, that sounds like a bit much.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2019 America.
David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Lots of stuff. That's your totalitarian government wannabes at work, whether left or right. That's the kind of stuff that the totalitarians want to do.
Absolutely.
And just the manic ones got to get licensed, or the calm ones too.
We're talking about manicurists.
Manicurists. Okay. Manicure, yeah. Where they do your fingernails.
No, the ones that cure you stuff, the curists, you know.
The crazy people that cure you.
The curists who happen to be manic.
Yeah.
He's making a pun.
It's a problem with talking to libertarians. It's just too literal.
Yeah, I'm not very good with puns.
Hey, here's a solution for your nobody dilemma. Formerly known as...
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul. We have that nobody.
Well, also known as AKA. So formerly known as is FKA. So... Make a word out of the FKA, so it can be nobody, and then say it.
Thing is that I want to have a visual image in my head that corresponds to the person's name. I don't care what that name is, but I'm not going to sit there and read out like a paragraph and a half to refer to someone.
So do we need a symbol for nobody now, like Prince had?
I mean, the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul, or the nobody
Emperor Mark,
also known
intergalactic
as,
space king. It's just too much.
It is. I'm just like, okay, Rich Paul.
That's why I say His Majesty.
You should, Michael. You shouldn't have said Prince. I got all kinds of Prince memories. We could be here for half a minute at least.
Well, David, you wanted to talk about cops.
Yeah. Speaking of cops arresting children, so they keep arresting me, and I'm not a 6-year-old, but I
was
like
a child once.
Yeah, I'm not a six-year-old, but I act like one sometimes. Especially when I want to get my way. But anyway, so what's Aria? What's up? What's up with your people? They keep arresting me.
Who are my people?
Well, the trannies and the the LGBTQ. It's right in the newspaper article. Go to the dailylobo.com and then find the crime blotter from September 12th, and they note right in there that I hate LGBTQ. Well, that would be you, wouldn't it?
I don't know who you hate or don't hate.
But you'd be
LGBTQ. Well, it says
LGBTQ
in the newspaper that I hate LGBTQ. It must be true. It's in the paper. They wrote it in at the university newspaper.
Asking me to defend something written by a paper that I had nothing to do with?
No. I'm taking a roundabout way to getting so. Do you feel the hate from me to you? Do you feel it?
I don't feel anything. I don't operate in the world of feelings. As a matter of, you know, just general practice.
Okay, well,
so
I
don't care whether you hate me or not.
Say no.
But I can't say no because I'm...
Do you feel like he hates you? Because I don't. I don't.
I don't.
David, I don't feel like you hate Aria.
I'm not feeling it.
Okay, good. Thank you. But in the paper, it says that I hate them, and that would be Aria,
because
Aria.
That's because when you're a bunch of liberals, you live in the world where anybody who says something is based on their identity politics, and the worst thing you can possibly be is a straight white male, cisgendered male. So,
yeah. You
know, at that point, in order to have an opinion, all you can do is slide on a skirt and start talking an octave higher.
Huh.
What?
Yeah, what?
You heard me, Aria.
So anyway,
I mean, he's not wrong. There's a large segment, and I was talking about this during the early parts of the show, where they preached equality for such a long period of time, while what they were actually peddling was this long-term plan to push not equality, but oppression.
I don't know that that's what their long-term plan was, but, you know, they arrayed themselves against a group of people as though they were the enemy. I never in my life said to myself, those darn gay folks and their stuff and what they're doing. I never said, you know, I hate this group for their ethnicity. I never said I hate that group for their gender. I never said that stuff. But there are people, in many cases, they managed to bubble to the top. The radicals, those were passionately motivated within some of those groups that said they disliked me for features I was born with.
Yeah, which is sexism and sexual orientation.
Right, they stared into the abyss, and the abyss stared back at them, right? It twisted their mind in the way that they say the mind is twisted of these other people.
Yep, and they've done the same thing with racism, where now being white is terrible, and they don't seem to even grasp the notion.
That's not true for the vast majority, but for the few that it is, they're just coddled. It said it's okay.
Yep. 855-450-3733. David, thank you so much for the call. Let us know what you think about the entire ordeal. 855-450-3733.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FDL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FDL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever. You know why? Because they want to do the right thing, and they know about corruption, and they probably know that Joe Biden and his son are corrupt. They probably know that.
The White House considering releasing the transcript. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points to close at 26,949, the NASDAQ down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. With you, the numbers 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark. Which one of these amplifiers are we thanking here, Aria? The first night? Okay, Monday yes. Night? Want to thank Amplifier Ellen. If you want to be an amplifier, just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And frankly, I think if you've been listening to our podcast or our streams for, 6 months, you enjoy what you hear, that amplifying makes a lot of sense. Support what you enjoy. Value for value, as it were. And thank you, Ellen, for doing so. Ellen's a gold amplifier. amp.freetalklive.com. I'm sure she would support you going there and signing up. It's amp.freetalklive.com.
Very cool. So we're talking about an Orlando police officer who arrested a six-year-old girl, evidently, for kicking someone. And
what about the 8-year-old? What did the 8-year-old do? Kick somebody because they tried to kick the cop because they tried to arrest their sister?
I'm not sure yet. Let's get into the article to find out exactly what happened. So News 6 is asking Orlando police to release the results of their internal investigation after Officer Dennis Turner arrested a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old on what they say are unrelated misdemeanor charges last Thursday.
Okay.
Now, the fact that this guy has already been suspended, that's a remarkably quick police investigation.
It was a bad idea to arrest a 6- and 8-year-old, so I don't think, suspension. And by the way, a suspension is, it's just a paid vacation for these people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Turner has been assigned to the Reserve Officer Program, and his duties have been suspended pending the outcome of an internal investigation. Okay, so they're still investigating him. It seems like it should be a pretty quick and simple investigation, but hey, whatever.
Well, I mean, you know, if they never told the guy in cop school, don't arrest anybody under the age of 11 or whatever.
Here's the thing.
And maybe he was out
that
day.
They did tell him that.
Okay.
Police told News 6 that per policy, if kids are under 12 years old, the officer must first get approval from a watch commander to arrest them.
Well, that's what he should have done, and that's what I recommended from the off the bat.
And he didn't do so. The first transport officer was not aware.
Maybe he missed that day at cop school, though. I mean, you know, they only expect you to pass by 80%. That's the part he didn't get.
It's not like you have to know any laws.
I'm just concerned that they have a policy for arresting people under 12 years old anyway. That seems like something that should be rare enough that when it happens, they go, crap, we don't have a policy for this. We actually have to use our brains and act like we're thinking, functioning human beings.
Well, isn't that what that policy of call the watch commander is for? So the watch commander can theoretically use his brain to decide whether this is a good idea or not?
But, I mean, it shouldn't
exist. Well, we don't have very many tools when it comes to dealing with criminals, right? And that means they don't have very many tools for dealing with kids either. What do you? I mean, the schools are calling cops to deal with kids that carve their names in desks and these kind of things. Things that were at one point completely handled by school officials are now handled by law enforcement. And what do you? I mean, what do they do at some point? Their hands are bound. So we've eliminated so many punishments out there that basically incarceration is all you have left.
And then they put officers in every school.
And there was the story that came out of Florida. I know because I was I read this story about this kid, and apparently he like. It was either his sibling or some neighbor kid. He, like, you know, this big 11-year-old, a big 11-year-old, DDTs this kid and breaks his neck and kills him. And, you know, he continues to wrestle with the body afterwards. I mean, you know, the kid's a sick weirdo, and you can only presume that he's been lived in a, grown up in a sick, weird house. And what is law enforcement to do with this situation? The press gets a hold of the story, and, you know, you've got this big 11-year-old, you know, throwing the body of his neighbor friend off the top of the couch and then body slamming him with an elbow. I mean, it doesn't look good.
No. Oh, that looks terrible.
Now, my son's 11 right now, and I certainly don't hold him responsible for all of his actions in the same way I would an adult. But Florida especially has set a precedent of holding juveniles responsible for adult behavior for a very long time. They've even judges use terms like this child has committed an adult act and must be punished as an adult. Now, I don't know how an adult commits a childish act and whether they should be punished.
We should ask Jeffrey Epstein.
I've never heard of that.
If I went to City Hall and spray painted my name on the side, would I then get a juvenile charge because this is a crime that should be considered by juveniles? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And, if you're under the age of 18, you're not able to contract, you're not able to do a variety of things, then you shouldn't be held as responsible as an adult. What do we do?
I'm not saying I would go that far.
What's that?
I don't know if I would go that far.
I don't think I don't think you should be. If we're going to live in a world where we, juvenile adults, biological adults, teenagers, then, well, I don't know. And there's Florida, believe me, was sending young people to the electric chair. And ultimately, that resulted in them the Supreme Court ruling on that and saying that you can't send people under the age of 18 to electric chairs.
Right.
But, of course, people under the age of 21 can't make a decision to drink. It gets all very strange.
No, but they can enlist and make the decision to go, kill people for the United States Empire.
As long as it's for the United States Empire, yes.
Yeah. Well, they can do it in other countries as well.
You can really only, as a U.S. citizen, you're not going to do a very good job of signing up for too many other militaries.
I don't know why we're limiting it to U.S. citizens. I thought we were talking about
those are the ones that Floridians are chit-chatting about.
That's true. But, I mean, an Indian 18-year-old could certainly join the Indian military, so could a Pakistani.
You probably could join at 17 there. I don't know. I mean, there's probably militaries in the world where you can join. I mean, you know, plenty of African juntas are conscribing child soldiers.
There's definitely...
There was a concerted effort in the United States military to go from soldiers that were averaged age 25 in World War II to soldiers that were averaging age 19 in Vietnam. And the reason was they were certain that they could... They found that they could get young men to fire on enemy soldiers with deadly volleys better than they could older men. There were too many 25-year-olds shooting above and below the enemy and not at the enemy. So they,
is that why they did it?
That's weird, though.
Well, I can cite a source. The book is On Killing by Lieutenant Colonel, I have to check it out, but yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't disagree with you. I don't need a citation. I'm just saying it's weird to think that a 25-year-old in their prime, in their peak, would be... less accurate than a 19-year-old who is not even...
Oh, it's not about accuracy. It's about the unwillingness to kill your fellow man. It's David,
okay, so that
Lieutenant
was the
Colonel
part that was
Dave
not clear.
Grossman.
Okay.
I don't like my stuff uncited, so sure. I probably lost my concentration for a moment. But
so even if they were being shot at, they would tend to not shoot back at the enemy?
That's correct.
Okay, well that's...
But the enemy tended to be pretty inaccurate, too.
Good points. So. I don't know. The war as a whole idea is just absolutely horrific. So I'm not surprised. Plus, there was the draft for Vietnam and all of that, which caused them to
get... There was a draft for World War II.
Was there?
Yeah, there's been a draft. There was basically a draft in the United States since...
I know it's existed, but it wasn't used to conscript soldiers, right?
No, I think they conscribed soldiers for World War II.
I think it was.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
That would be my guess.
At any rate, small correction. There was no 8-year-old involved here. There were 2 6-year-olds.
Oh, that's even worse.
They just
I thought the 8-year-old was a separate charge.
No, unrelated. Well, they are separate charges, but neither of them were 8 years old.
I see.
They were both 6 years old. It was initially misreported as 8.
Gotcha.
Years old.
Makes a difference.
The cops arrested 2 6-year-olds. One of them for battery. Doesn't say why the other one was arrested. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about this cop who arrested 2 6-year-old children, now being suspended. CNN says he's been fired, but who knows? Well, who knows which one is actually accurate? I mean, there's two conflicting accounts. One saying he was fired, one saying he was suspended. Based on how cops generally protect each other, I'm going to say he was probably not fired.
I can't imagine that they would be able to fire him this quickly.
No. So the grandmother...
Even if he's going to get fired, I think that this is far too quick for that to happen.
I tend to
agree.
Just
a guess. Just the experience reading this kind of these kind of stories.
Well, let's get into the phones. We got Raymond calling from Connecticut. Raymond, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. It doesn't make much sense to me to call a man a she. It's a horrific lie like you.
Thanks anyway. A for effort. You're not from Connecticut. I tipped you some cryptocurrency earlier. Go on the Discord server and claim it. It's only one Satoshi. So it was mostly just to be a jerk.
Oh, he's not even worth that.
No, but, you know, it's technically a nice gesture, so it's not like he can complain about it. It's like, how dare you give me money or whatever. But, I mean, to be fair, I don't care what you call me. I don't know why you think I would care. I'm also not a minister, so you suck at this. So the woman, the grandmother, evidently the six-year-old is being raised by the grandmother, or I don't know, it's not really clear. It does. Especially in the South, and Florida is very much part of the South.
It happens to the sort of families where their six-year-olds get arrested, too.
I didn't want to say that, but you're not wrong. So, she received a call telling her that her six-year-old granddaughter had been arrested.
That's a horrible phone call to receive for anybody.
I can't imagine it happens very often. Do what? You know?
She said, I said, what do you mean? She was arrested. They said that there was an incident and she kicked somebody, and she's being charged and she's on her way to jail, the grandmother recalled. There's been an incident where your six-year-old granddaughter kicked someone, and we put her in handcuffs and are taking her to jail.
To do a mugshot and everything.
The grandmother said that her granddaughter was acting out in class, a side effect of a lack of sleep due to a medical condition. He says, what medical condition? She says she has a sleep disorder, sleep apnea. And he says, well, I have sleep apnea, and
I
don't
kick people.
Yeah, right? You're also not a six-year-old kid.
Yeah, you're not 6 years old.
Sleep apnea.
You probably get enough sleep with your little machine on your face every night.
You know, for how they treat children as lesser beings who can't possibly think for themselves when it comes to any sorts of self-determination that they don't want those children to be capable of, they also don't seem to have a hard time, as you were pointing out, applying adult standards to those same children. It's the ultimate paradox. They can simultaneously be too immature mentally to know whether or not they want to consent to sex, but simultaneously mature enough to know that it's absolutely immoral to even kick someone on the playground. But God forbid if they choose to have a drink. So that's definitely a really screwed up application of a double standard. I mean, that's...
And they used to take kids to the jail and show them, if you continue this sorts of behavior, this may be the result.
They never did that to six-year-olds, though, did they?
I've never heard of a six-year-old getting that kind of scared straight treatment.
I don't know.
I'm not going to say it didn't happen.
I'll bet you it has. In the course of human history, that crap has happened.
But it's got to be pretty uncommon. Probably as uncommon as six-year-olds being arrested. Now, when I was in school, I got into a fair number of fights. Most of them actually weren't on the campus, but a few of them were. I never got arrested. The worst that happened to us was that we got paddled and sent back to class. And these were legitimate, full-blown fist fights. No one ever got arrested.
I got in fist fights at school and don't think I ever got paddled.
I am so glad that I graduated high school before they put a cop in there.
Yeah, because now you go to jail.
No,
you
the cop
get arrested.
Was in the high school that I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't when I was there.
They put a cop in the year after I graduated.
Yeah. We had deputies that patrolled the school every once in a while.
No, we had a school resource officer.
Interesting. But at any rate, you weren't going to get arrested for, I mean, children fight. It's what they do. And adolescents fight. You put 16 raging hormonal boys into a room together, and there will be a fist fight at some point. It's just going to happen.
And, you know, I mean, as people are figuring out how to resolve conflicts and these sorts of things, it does not surprise me if some of them are going to resort to violence when, you know, it's not like I've never imagined it, and I can't hold them into any higher standard than I hold myself, so there you go.
You're absolutely right. I fully agree that by the age of adulthood, you know, a child should not, a person, rather, should not be fighting.
Well, but kids, especially when they're fighting with kids about the same size, tend to not be as damaging. But, I mean, a grown man, when he throws a punch or slams somebody to the ground, can literally kill them. And that's... You know, that's part of adulthood. You're supposed to have figured out by adulthood that you can't just solve your problems this way.
Yeah, but that's literally what the cop did to solve the problem. He used the same violence that he arrested the six-year-old kid for.
Well, that's the only tool the cops have.
Well, and that's where the six-year-old learned it. That's where all of society has learned it. We've created this industry.
I'm curious as to how the cop got called, right? Like, once the cop's called, then the machinations of the state go into play.
Well, he was already there as a school resource officer.
Okay, so this was at school.
Yes.
Okay.
Where she acted out in class and kicked another child.
I see.
This six-year-old public menace to society.
Yeah, well,
clearly. A long-term threat.
Somebody who should be taken to the, you know, the dean's office and have to deal with that whole situation.
I wouldn't even do that. Just, hey, you're not allowed to kick people. And if you continue
doing
it,
you start.
You're going to go stand in the corner. for the rest of the class.
Yeah, teachers are told not to handle disciplinary stuff in class any longer, and that there's a disciplinary specialist, and then, you know, send them to the disciplinary specialist and these kind of things. That's how it would have been handled in my class when I was a kid about this age. But, you know, they still at the principal's office, and you could still end up going there.
I spent my fair amount of time in the principal's office. They were the option of last resort, though. I mean, the teacher was going to discipline you if it was necessary. If they couldn't, for whatever reason, they would send you to the assistant principal or the principal, whichever one happened to be available. I don't know how they divvied up who was going to do what.
Also, I don't know how this kick looked. Was it, you know...
Oh, I don't think she went all Bruce Lee on him.
Who
she
knows?
Might have.
Right? I mean, if she hauled back and said, I'm finna kick this person to the moon. You know, like, maybe that's straight to the principal's office.
And
I don't
where
know.
Did she kick the other person? Was she, like, kicked in the leg? Or kicked in the head? Kicked in the groin? I mean, there's a lot of painful ways one could be kicked.
Sure.
But I don't see a six-year-old being able to do the amount of damage by kicking that would justify an actual arrest.
I can't imagine, neither did the police department. That's why they put the suspended the officer.
Which is good. I mean, that's surprising.
Yeah, surprising good news.
All they know...
the other six-year-old?
It doesn't say. It's all about the
I mean,
girl.
The cop really only had the choice of trying to scare the kid, arresting
them. That.
Or just wandering off and saying, I don't know what I'm supposed... why I'm even here. You know?
This is how kids learn not to trust the police.
But when you put cops in schools and... kids do things that are arrestable if adults do them, then don't be surprised if the cops arrest the kids.
If you're an adult and you kick someone in this sort of manner...
We don't know what manner it was, but all
right. Okay, well, we can imagine, right? I mean, based on the odds, the six-year-old was probably not doing a flying Louis King... Wow, I can't remember his name now. The Mortal Kombat guy...
I don't know.
Well, doing a flying kick to the head, right? Six-year-old girl, okay, she probably kicked them in their back or in their legs. If you did this as an adult, would you actually be arrested for battery? I tend to think not.
It depends on the situation,
yeah.
Is really the short answer to that. And if you stand around and wait for the arrest.
That's, yeah, also a good
point. Hightailing it out of there, you know, probably nothing's going
to
happen.
But it also depends on the other person's willingness to press charges against you. And I think most people would be like, that was stupid. You should get away from me, but I'm not going to have you arrested for this. This has been Free Talk Live. Be sure to go over to freetalklive.com to check out the show archives going back more than 10 years.
For free.
All 100% free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can go listen to last night's episode and very soon tonight's episode.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.